Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're joined by Mitch Schultz from the Data Center Group. Welcome, Mitch.
Hi, Allison. Good to be here.
So you are a Chip Chat newbie. This is your first time on the program. Welcome to the ranks of Chip Chat guests. You're joining a very exclusive club. Why don't you talk about a little bit about your focus in mission critical computing and what that mission critical team does within the Data Center Group?
So we are the few, the proud to concern ourselves with typically large-scale server platforms often used to run databases, the kinds of things customers cannot afford to allow to go down. If you lose your database, you lose the core of your application's environment, you can lose your business. So that's the area where Intel, frankly, has the least legacy, but we are coming on very strong these days as our technology develops to become the workhorse engine of the world's largest enterprises.
So there's been a lot of announcements over the last couple of years from Intel and our, you know, ecosystem partners in the mission critical space of scaling capabilities of our Xeon E7 platforms, scaling capabilities in terms of the reliability that we're building into these platforms. And you have to wonder, where is this going in terms of the high end? I mean, what is the view that you have today in 2011 about the evolution of the mission critical space?
Well, there's two answers to that. One is kind of the back to the future answer. And one of Intel's old leaders, a guy named Mike Pfister, always used to tell the troops that what we were about was drawing from the best lessons that IBM developed in the creation and evolution of the mainframe in previous decades. But we're also doing some things that are unique and innovative for modern emerging workloads, particularly in the area of databases and in-memory database technology that I think is quite exciting. On the mainframe front, I think it's interesting to note that IBM just announced their Z114 mainframe. I think it's relevant in this case because I refer to that as a baby mainframe. Mm-hmm. It's very small scale. It has in IBM speak, a very low entry-level cost. It is capable of running a fairly large number of highly virtualized workloads simultaneously with good control over quality of service and availability, the kinds of things that customers of cloud computing today like to see when they're running mission-critical workloads in that environment. So the fundamental capabilities that IBM is providing at a lower cost today than they've done in the past with the Z114 are things that we have been bringing for some time and have really reached a full level of maturity with the E7 platform in the form of virtualization, large memory scale, large levels of SMP processing, and most importantly, a fundamentally improved level of reliability thanks to the machine check architecture recovery feature that is unique to the E7 platform.
You know, every time I talk to you, Mitch, you always remind me that history repeats itself and that this brave new world of data center computing that we're in is not so new at all. Why don't you take us back for a second and talk about, you know, where were we 30 years ago and what is different today?
Your question's interesting because I've been in this industry exactly as long as the PC has existed. And at the time that I started, no one would have conceived of using that tiny little 4.77 megahertz PC for anything resembling the type of workload that mainframes were doing at the time. Well, 30 years is a long time in Moore's Law terminology, mm-hmm. doubling performance every 18 months to the point where we now are putting 2 billion transistors on a chip, which is something that was inconceivable circa 1982. And that gives us a lot of capabilities today that were inconceivable 30 years ago. What IBM was optimizing for at the time was the fact that computers were very, very expensive. You couldn't afford to have many of them. So you figured out how to run lots of workloads simultaneously on one expensive computer effectively. The evolution of the PC towards the mission critical space was quite different than that. PCs were cheap, and even though they didn't have the functionality that the mainframe had, you could afford to buy a lot of them, or you thought you could, mm-hmm. and spawn them around your data center and dedicate them to run particular workloads on a dedicated basis. The fact that you weren't running them very efficiently, you were wasting resources, didn't matter all that much because they were individually rather inexpensive. Well, you turn that clock a few times and you find yourself surrounded by a sea of servers that are individually not particularly well utilized and you'd like to run them more efficiently. Well, the answer to that is not to go buy a mainframe. The answer is to consolidate those sprawling workloads of Intel-based applications onto a much more mature platform that's capable of handling them reliably. And that's where we are. That's what we've done. that gives a fundamentally improved set of capabilities at the platform level that serves to reduce costs and improve performance through consolidation of conventional workloads. But it also makes it possible to take on the class of workloads that historically have been the province of big proprietary risk and mainframe systems, big databases. Mm-hmm. And that's what my team at Intel does, mission-critical, hardcore database types of environments. And thanks to that 30 years of Moore's Law evolution, we now have the technology substrate that allows us to do that.
What do you think the role is, and what is the intersect point for cloud and mission critical, and how different does that look than the cloud of today?
Well, the conversation around the cloud today is largely around the early innovators, the Google Docs of the world, the Amazon EC2s of the world, and so forth. And they were out there first. They coined the phrase cloud and popularized it. But I think they would probably agree that it would be inappropriate for Bank of America to run your bank accounts on their platforms. They wouldn't want you to do that. It'd be too great a risk and liability for them. They haven't engineered their environment for that purpose. There are other players out there, I'll name IBM, Oracle, and Microsoft among them, who have every intention of enabling mission-critical workloads, in the classic definition of that term, to be successfully run on cloud infrastructure. You got to remember that you know, cloud is kind of the next generation of the term we used to call time-sharing back in the old days. So there's nothing inherent about the cloud in terms of non-suitability to mission-critical workloads. But today's deployments really aren't very suitable. I expect that to change. It's going to change slowly. The sponsors of mission-critical applications do not make moves lightly. Their jobs depend on it. You don't put your company's core application set somewhere that you don't have absolute faith in the reliability of. So it's going to take time for cloud infrastructures to earn that opportunity.
This is the end of part one of Allison's conversation with Mitch Schultz.